Shir Yud Tes Menos Kusim by the Rosh Yeshiva Chav Dal Dol Hitov Shem Mem Hey, September 10th, 1985, on Tuesday.
We left off by Rabbi Yudayim Abaya Chodosh, but we didn't go over the tasteless. We did go over the tasteless, my guide of Mishum Mepholi, but the tasteless, the Rabba de Barab Omar, Atyon Morun, Mistira, Stira Ziboso, we didn't go. Now, Omar Blavi, in a blood mitayer, Yom Morun, is when Zobe, the Rabba Omar, Atyon Morun, Mistira, Omar Rabba de Barab, or time with the Rab. So it's mashma that Rabade Barabe had to etcham. If he didn't say, then we could say that Pshat Rav is only Biyomi Morun Mistiras. But not Yom Moruim Listiras Tiras Vos. So Rabbi Barabe mentioned the Chiddush that according to Rav, so Damkeshi is Toyer, even the Yom Moruim Listiras Tiras Vos. His Kashi is the Tim Amahisi for the Rav Name. Horuin listire haine sein yomim achadid alef yeim. Bioz maskilis yud alef acherim shehem yimei zive. Bim kem lididei namele ilom keishi mitaye. Now, of course, all the Rishayim agree the sheet of the Ramban, not the sheet of the Ramban. The sheet of the Ramban is a very difficult sheet. And it's only a Ramban sheet. So, according to the regular Shittas of Rishayim, so vis-a-vis Damshev, so then the halacha is that if a woman becomes a nido, actually a nido, so then the first 7 days are in the nido, and then the 11 days following the 7 days of actual nidus, not potential nidus, but actual nidus is in a ziva. Is in a ziva. And then, after the 11 days of the ziva, come 7 days of yimei nido. But there is one point. If in the yudalef yei of the yimei ziva, she became Zobek Dele. So then that defers the commencement of the Menido until she has successfully completed Zainiki. But if she doesn't become Zobek Dele in the 11 days, then the 7 days following the 11 days of the Menido are considered yeminida. So Mele, the kasha of thesis is as follows. How could we say something other that what does Rabade Barabe say? That once Rabade Barabe says that according to Rav, once she starts the via of Damkesh in the Yimei Zivo, then it's always Toyer, indefinitely. It remains Toyer, indefinitely. So when do we say Bimenido Damkeshi is Tame? It started in the Bimenido. But once it started in the Yimezibo, then Damkeshi is always Toyer, is always Toyer. That's what Rabade Barabe says. But Rabade Barabe says it on the basis of the fact that it's ruinous Sphira, Luistira Sphira Zivasa. So his question is, why does he have to resort to the fact that it's ruin Luistira Sphira Zivasa? Apart from that, once we say that the 7 days, that following the 11 days, is so the Dankeshi Stoyer, so Mimele, the 11 days following that is without limit. Everything should be toil. Why? He says, Vintila Mahesi Faldira, Holy Rab Name or Green is Giret, Hainezai Yomim Achayudal Yay, Vios, and then after the expiration of the 7 days following the Yudalat Yayim, so then the Yudalat Yayim of the other cycle of Yemei Ziveh should begin. Why? But why should they begin? Why should they begin? Because vis-a-vis Damshev. Vis-a-vis Damshev. We are discussing the case of Damkesh. But vis-a-vis Damshev, what would be the Yudalek Yem following the 7 days that follow the Yudalek Yem? The initial idea. Let's take a concrete example in order not to become concrete. Let's say that the initial idea began on the first day. So one day. So let's say the Damkeshi, she started to see Damkeshi on the first of the month. And the first of the month happened to be the first of the Yudalat Yom of Yemezi. In other words, she was in Ide 7 days before the first of the month. So she was in Ide. Let's say, on the 24th of Odeh, she became in Ide. So then, And the first of Nisan is already the 8th day, you see. Is already 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. I mean, let's say 29th, I mean, other happens to be Hosea. So on the 23rd of August, she became an Eden. So 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th is the 7th day. And then she saw Damkeshi. She saw Damkeshi on the 1st of Nisan. That's already the first one of the Yudalef Yom. So, and then she kept on seeing Damkeshi on the 12 of Nisan. So Rav says, since it's Yom Moruy Mispira Zovo, some male it's also Toya. So Rabbi Barab says, Utami de Rav after Yom Moruy Mispira Stira Zovo. So he says, my hisibal de Rav. So the Rav Name or Ruin is Fira Hain Zain Yomim. Acha Yudalef Ye. Vios Maschilis Yudalef Acherim Shehem Yimei Zive. So in other words, since Rav already said that the Zain Yomim after the 11 days, in other words, the Zain Yomim, let's say, the 11 days started on the 1st of Nisan. From the 1st of Nisan till the 11th of Nisan. So then, the Zayin Yomim, Rab said, starts on the 12th of Nisan. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. That concludes the 7 days. So Mele, we have to say that if she keeps on seeing Damkeshi, let's say, on the 19th of Nisi, so it's Toea, because since it is Toea in the 7 days, and vis-a-vis Damkeshi, so the 7 days from the 12th to the 18th, so would be considered as immediate. Suppose the woman saw Dam on the 12th in comfort, not vacation. So then a Rav would be made it that should be told. So vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, on the 12th, the immediate start. Rav only said that Yomim or Huim is Firazove, it's also Toya. But vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, it would be considered Yeminido. Suppose the same woman who is expecting to give birth to a child shortly, suppose she became comfortable on the 12th day, and then she saw Dam in comfort, she would become Yeminido. So Rav would be made it. That even though the 7 days Yomim Oroyim Nisfira Zobo from the 12th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan, so Damkeshi is Toya, but vis-a-vis Damsheifi she would be Tomei. So vis-a-vis Damsheifi, the 7 days from the 12th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan would be considered Yemei Nido. So vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, it would. So on the 19th would mark the beginning of Yemei Ziva again, vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi. In case she sees Dam in comfort, not in labor, in pain. So on the 19th, the Yemei Ziva would start again. So since vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, so on the 19th, the Yemei Ziva would start again, from the 19th till the 29th of Nisan. So it would be Yemei Ziva, vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi. So Mele vis-a-vis Dam Keishi, it should also have been, it should be Toya. Because since the same days vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi are to be treated as Yemei Ziva, so Mele vis-a-vis Dam Keishi, they should also be treated as Yemei Ziva. And then the 7 days following the 29th of Nisan, so then, because of Rav's Aloha, it's Yom Yoruyim Nisirazor, without a limit. That's the discussion. Vintea Mahesi Talde de Rav, Hol Rav Name Oruyim Nisira in Zayin Yomim Achalil Alev Yen, Vios Maschilis Yudalev Achirim, Shehem Yemei Ziva, Vinkem Yidei Name Leilom Keishi Mitaya, as long as she started to see Dam Keishi in Yemei Ziva. So without resorting to the Lomdes of Yomim Oruyim Nisira Stirasnos, so now the basis of Teifa's Kashi is that, because you see, vis-a-vis we have to consider two kinds of cycles. Cycles in respect to Dam Keishi and cycles in respect to Dam Sheifi. In respect to Dam Sheifi, so is the regular cycle. What's the regular cycle? That Yudalev Yei, following immediately upon actual Nidus Yemei Ziva, vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, and then as long as she didn't become Mizovet Deila, so the 7 days following immediately the Yudalev Yei, as long as she didn't become Mizovet Deila, so mark Yemei Nido again. So Mele. Now here, we are considering her cycles in respect to relative to Damkesh. So Rav mentioned one Chidesh, that even the 7 days following Yudalefei, which vis-a-vis Damkesh would mark the would be Meido, but vis-a-vis Damkesh, so it is considered. Is considered toy. Considered toy. Even though it's in Menido. It's in Menido vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, they are in Menido. But in regard to Dam Keishi, it has the same status as in Meizibo. And it's toy. But vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, the 7 days from the 12th of Nisan, the example I mentioned, till the 18th of Nisan, are what? Are you Mizibo or Yemenido? Yemenido, of course. As long as the woman didn't become his of a daily in the Dalapie, so merely the 7 days following immediately the Dalapie are Yemenido. But even though it's Yemenido vis-a-vis Dam Shepi, but any dam that she sees in these days that are Yemenido vis-a-vis Dam Shepi are historic. Historia, because it's ruinly sphere, even though she didn't become Israel. She didn't become Israel because all the dam she saw was the case, so she didn't become Israel. Still, it has the same status as in Izibo, because it's ruinly sphere. But vis-a-vis Dam Sheifi, what are the 7 days from the 12th to the 18th? Yemenido. Yemenido. Suppose she would sit down on any one of these days, from the 12th to the 18th, she would sit down in comfort, she would become Yemenido. So even though Rav says that Yomim Ovin is Yerazor, the Dam is Toer, but actually they are Yemenido. And if she sees Dam in comfort on one of the days between the 12th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan, she will become a Nido. So Mele, if she sees Damkeshi on the 19th, on the 20th, or on the 21st and 22nd of Nisan, the Yudalatyen following the 7 days that are actually in the Nido in respect to Damkeshi. So Mele, the Yudalef Yein following these 7 days, the 11 days, that from the 19th of Nisan till the 29th of Nisan, should be considered Yemei Zivo in respect to Dam Keishi, because they are Yemei Zivo in respect to Dam Sheipi. So you don't have to resort to the longest of Yomim Oruim L'Sfira Stirazon. That's the discussion. So he says, Gim Tila Mahesit Al-Lirav, Al-Lirav Name, Oruim L'Sfira in Zayni Yomim Achal Yudalat Yein. V'yoz Matzchiles Yudalat Achirin. Let's say in respect to Dam Sheifi. When is Oz? In the example I mentioned, the 19th of Nisan marks the beginning of 11 days from the 19th till the 29th of Yemei Zivo. And if the woman will see Dam Sheifi in comfort, so she will not become Nido, or she'll become Izovektane. If she'll see the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st Bishefi, she'll become Izovektane. So Mele, since the 11 days following the 7 days that are Ruyin Mispirazo, are Yemezibo in respect to Dam Sheifi, so they should be considered Yemezibo in respect to Dam Keishi also. That's Teisus Anoche. So then Teisus says no. V'yesh Leima. Deini nido achi yavro shiva simei astiro acha yudal. So in other words, where is Teisves in the kashi? assumed, took it for granted that the 11 days from the 19th of Nisan to the 29th of Nisan, inasmuch as in respect to Dam Shefi, they are in Meziva, so Mele in respect to Dam Keishi, they would also be considered as in Meziva. So in the Taras he says, no, true, vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, so then there is no halacha of Yom Mohuim Lispira Zoro. In other words, we don't say like the Rambam, you see. So some mele in respect to that halacha, so in respect to Dam Shefi, there the halacha is that the 7 days following immediately upon the 11 days of Yom Ziva, as long as the woman did not become in the 11 days is of a daylight. So the 7 days that follow immediately upon the Yom Ziva, so I'm discussing it according to the Shita of the Ramban. I mean, according to the Ramban, so the Ramban has a different Shita. I'm telling you according to the Shita of the Ramban, that's the regular Shita. So vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, so in Ochaname, the 7 days that follow immediately upon the expiration of the 11 days of the Mizibo, as long as she didn't become Mizabek Dela in the 11 days, so Yemenido. But here we are discussing it in connection with Dam Keshi, not with Dam Shefi. Dam that she sees in pain, not in comfort. So, in respect to Dam Keshi, Rapshiti is that not only Yom Yomohuim is Bezova, the Dam Keshi is Toya, but even the 7 days following the 11 days that are Huim is Firazova, so Dam Keshi in those days is also Toya. So, Mele vis-a-vis Dam Keshi, the 11 days following the 7 days will not be in Ziva, because only the 11 days after the 7 days would be the in Ziva, and then the 7 days after that could be in Ziva. This is Yeshua ina de Ziva ache yavro shivo yime aspiro ahadetau. Vimroaso oz abikeishi meyo lirat. Adetero, the ruin is tiras tiras. There's a chapter, this and this is what the Maram says. Tesis in the Kasha is shown differently. Why the Tesis in the Kasha is shown differently? Very simple. Because vis-a-vis Dam Shefi, so the Zayin Menido would begin immediately after the Yudalef Yei, the Yudalef Yei of the Yemei Ziva, as long as she didn't become Yisrael Dela in those Yudalef Yei, you see. Not if she became Isabella. Then they wouldn't start. I mean, according to the Shita of the Rambam, you see. According to the Rambam, they would start anyway, you see. But according to the Shita of the Rambam. But in this case, she didn't become Isabella for the simple reason that Ram Keshi is Toya. If it had been Dam Shefi, then she would have become his over there. So he says, Elazayim mi maskez hashri yom ha'olim l'sire v'imroa soroz v'isim yom ma'achirim sheboi ma'chashi v'yom ha'olim l'sire v'nei olera v'nei olera. This is what he says. Oh, so in other words, in the kashe tesis is yom, in the kashe tesis is yom, that in as much that in respect to damshevich, so the Zion Yom, let's say, from the 12 of this till the 18th of this, in the example I mentioned, so that follow immediately upon the 11 days of the Nisibo, inasmuch as in the 11 days of Nisim, she only saw damkeishin, so she didn't become his over daily. So mele, the 7 days following upon the 11 days, mark Yemenido, constitutes Yemenido in respect to damkeishin. So mele, even respect to damkeishin, takes the kasha of the stone. It's also Yemenido. It's also Yemenido. But it's Toya. It's Toya because it's ruinous l'sphira zivos. So Toya it is. But in respect to damkeishin, it's Yemenido. So mele, as far the Yudalef Yeim that come after these 7 days, the Yudalef Yeim that come after the 7 days, from the 12th to the 18th. In other words, the Yudalef Yeim between the 19th of Nisan and the 29th of Nisan should be considered, so in some cases should be Toya without recourse to the longest of Yom Morim Stiras Stiras Post. The Torah says now, we are considering now Damkeishi. So let's forget Damkeishi. Damkeishi is no consideration. The fact that it's Yemezivo vis-a-vis Damkeishi does not mean that without the longness of Spirin, Spira, Spira, Ziboso, it should also be Toya because it's the Yemezivo vis-a-vis Damkeishi. But here we're considering Damkeishi. Yeshlim ha-de-emid ha-shiyav ha-shiv ha-yim ha-yisiru ha-chalilohe v'imroa ha-sod ha-damkeishi t'nei olera v'ulhavad ha-teo t'irvunu n'ispir ha-spir. Then he says, v'rach p'rech t'irleidi n'itayel al-ti sh'yomu ha-runi n'yosis ben zove. Aber Yud Yudalev, den Ruhin in Yosef ben Zove, da Filo Raso Akilu Gam in Yveiz, Eini Alamido. Birab Meisif Yomi Morun in Sire, Kein Asire de Yudalev, Ramish Yomi Machekei. Aber Shnei Yomi Mishiva Yomi Machaini, Im Raso Ben Mei Olera. Birab Adem Meisif, Atezim Shnei Yomi, Chokonte. So the Rache is not together a different pshat. So according to the Rach Pshat, there is no special halacha according to Rav that insofar as damkeishi is concerned. So it's toya not only in the Yemezivo, but even in the yomim that are ruin l'sfiras. After all, in other words, inasmuch as according to all the Shemin, I mean the Ramban Shiva. So the halacha is that the 7 days that follow immediately upon the expiration of the 11 days of Yemezivo, if the woman did not become a vedela in those 11 days. So they are Yemenido. Yemenido. So in respect to Damkeishi, it should also be Tome. It's Yemenido. And Damkeishi is Tome Yemenido. But when Rav and Levi and Rav Achilik and Galtas something else. So according to Rav, so it's true according to everybody, that if a woman, let's say, became Yemenido, let's use the same example. The woman became a leader, on the 23rd of Adar. And this woman is expecting to give birth to a child. And on 23rd of Adar, so she became a leader. So she's an actual leader. The 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 29th to the 70th. Now, the first of Nisim, Adar is a chosin. So the first of Nisim is already the 8th day. So that marks the first of the 11 days of Yimei Ziva. So then, and if she saw Damkeishi in the first of Nisim, second of Nisim, the third of Nisim, fourth of Nisim, up to the 11th of Nisim, so it is Torah. But suppose she'll see Damkeishi on the 12th of Nisim, so that will also be made the she'll be done. Because that's not Yimei Ziva, that's already Yimei Nida, inasmuch as she didn't become a Zobedele by virtue of the Rias she saw, became she in the Yimei Ziva, the Historia. So, some Mele, she doesn't have to count ING. Some Mele, on the 12th of Nisim, so the middle would start, Mimele, any Damkeishi would be coming, according to Rav too. But the machlekes between Levi and Rav is in regard to another question altogether. Levi says that Damkeishi is only Toya in the first 9 days of the amazing. Because in the first 9 days of the Nisivo, she is potentially, it's possible that she should become Isabel. Let's say, if she sees Dan, let's say, in the example I mentioned, if she sees Dan, and the first of this, that's the first of the Yudaliki Nisivo, because she was an actual leader, she became an actual leader on the 23rd of Adar. So if she sees Dan, let's say, on the first of Nisim, the second of Nisim, the third of Nisim, she becomes a Zohar Deila. And on the fourth of Nisim, and let's say, up to the ninth of Nisim. Because if she sees Dan on the ninth of Nisim, there is still a possibility she'll see Dan on the tenth and the 11th, so she'll become a Zohar Deila. But if she sees Dan, and the 10th of Nisim, can she become a Zohar Deila? No chance. She cannot become a Zohar Deila. Because she can only have two years in succession. The 10th and the 11th of Nisim. The 13th is already a Minigo. So she couldn't become a Zohar Deila. So Mele, only on the first 9 days of the Zivo Damkeishi Historia. But, because she is still willing to become a Zohar Deila. But the 10th is the initial V.A. is on the 10th, then she cannot become Isabel anymore. Because the 12th is already in the middle of the 12th of Nisim. So Mele Adrachsi, like Levi, Levi Mitaile Tishyam Ohun Losit Bonin Zove. I will use Yudale Dinehuin Losit Bonin Zove. Tafil Ros, Afil Dan Yudvei. In Melanida, we have Macy. Oh, that's what Levi says. Rav says, Rav Macy, if Yomim Ruin is here, he in a Syrian Yedale, the Hamish Yomim Achekei. Hamish Yomim Achekei. In other words, the 10th of Nisim and the 11th of Nisim, and then the 12th. And the 13th, and the 14th, and the 15th, and the 16th, and the 17th, and the 17th. The 10th and the 11th is two, and then Yom Yom is here. So, is 5 days more. Asiro, Yudalet, ויתעלה בחמישו יומים, חמישו יומים. So in other words, the 10th of Nisan and the 11th of Nisan and the 12th and the 13th, the 14th and the 15th and the 16th. So all together it is 7 days. In other words, let's say she became Zobek Dele. Say, she became Zobek Dele. She became Zobek Dele. Let's say on the ninth of this she saw on the seventh of Nisan and the eighth if she sees them shaking, let's say. So on the seventh and the eighth and the ninth. So she becomes of a daily. So then she'll have to count 7 days from the 10th to the 16th. Avo, Shnei Yomim Achrei, Shnei Yomim Shiva Yomim Achrei, in Roa Sobent Meo, but the 17th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan, she's Meo. There are Bade Meisi, Papis, and Shnei Yomim, Minzo Kolumbi. Minzo Kolumbi. So it's an altogether different shout. Now, yes?
According to Prashtar Kosis, so Rav's din, Rav's din, that Afil Yom Haru was in Sphira Zava. So would that apply even if, let's say, beginning of the year, she saw blood at 3 days, then he didn't see blood? So she's without kosher.
According to the first shout in Rav, so that means that if she sees Damkesh in the example I mentioned, in the days from the 12th of Nisan till the 12th, the 18th of Nisan, so it's correct. So it's correct.
But in order to be Torah, when Rav, it has to be, she has to see blood every day, though, still.
Only one of them. Since it's ruined in the spheres, any one of the days is ruined in the spheres. Some mainly Tamkeshi story. In other words, suppose she became a Zobek by seeing Tamkeshi on the 9th and the 10th and the 11th of Nisan. So then she would count from the 12th till the 18th. So it's Yomimo means the Zobek. So Mele, in these days that are potential, role is here as over, even though it's not actually necessary for her, because all she saw was temptation. The potential, its role is here as over, in case she had seen temptation in the 11 days of this. So Mele, these are also told. So it's an altogether different shot in the Gemara. Now look again into the Gemara. Virach Giresh. What's the name of the Leila Mingalo? It's all the title. Ye Nido Hem Gloin Beyond the Holy Mishio. But the Lord has a Shapia. Mishin Metaya Rad. Call Shiva Yomi. A Holy Mishio El Hamishamas. Mishin Be Yomi Matsiki. Actually, I do. I did all the Yomi Shay Mishibo. Be was of the Isan Be Yomi Mayalera. Now, then there is a Mishnah Chine, Omer Ablazin Ali, in a blood entire of Yomim Orun Liyaz Ben Zobadele. So Rashi in our text, not the Rashi that Tesis mentions. Tesis mentions another Kuntras of Rashi, in Madura Basra, But Rashi in our text explains it that according to the second lotion, Lady is saying that Tamkeshi is only Torah in respect to Zibus Dela, but not in respect to Zibus Tam. But his first mentions another Pshat Rashi. Rashi Kirech, Lafuke Yud Bi Yudalet, Bein Huyo Lahaskel Bahem Zobab Dela. So according to Rashi, so the second lotion of Levi is the same thing that according to the Rach's Pshat, Levi says in the first lotion. This is interesting. See, in other words, Rashi's, not Rashi in our text, but the Rashi that Jesus mentions, explains Levi's second lotion as saying the same thing that the Rach explains Levi's first lotion. Oh, but the Rach couldn't explain it that way, because the Rach explains that the first lotion of Levi. So how does the Rach explain the second lotion of Levi? The Rach Pireish Lachuke Yim Rishim Yim Sheni Shal Yigal. Being a ruya dying years of the in the tira yen dim. So, in other words, the second lotion, according to the Rach, so the second lotion of Levi says that in the first lotion, Levi says that the 10th and the 11th, because it's impossible for her to become Izami, for the Rias, it's impossible for her to consummate Izibus Dela. With the rias of the 10th and the 11th. Some male damkeshi is not toya. But in the second lotion, Levi says something else, that in the first 2 days of the Dalet Yei, damkeshi is not toya. Because in the first 2 days, it's impossible to complete the Zibur Dela. Even though it's possible to consummate the Zibur Dela by seeing the next day. But since it's impossible to complete this in this day, no? some melee Tamkeshi is not there. Now the Gemara. Have you the email Dayo Chadosh? It's a very complicated Gemara. I mean, not so complicated, but anyway, this Gemara appears to be contrary to the Mitzvahs. And the Tesfas is very strange. The Tesfas of Shippurim is very, very strange. But the Rishayim, Tesfas says it in Rashi, but Rashi doesn't say it. The Ritva points out. Rashi doesn't even say it. But anyway, let's go over the Gemara. The question is, how long before Leide does the aloha of Damkeshi Toya apply? So the Afritanoi. Rab Meir says, Avoyim Hamishim Ye. Avoyim for a healthy woman, and Hamishim for a sick woman. The Reb Yudah says the ninth month. Then Reb Yesi and Reb Shimon say 14 days. And we pass it like Reb Yesi and Reb Shimon. Reb Yudah imeya mishum Reb Tarfon dayo chodosho. The Damkeshi is only toyer in the ninth month. V'yeh midaval hokelo lahachmi. Ketzah. Koshis or Shnaim be save Shmi, the Echod be Trilas Chi, the Afilu be Trilas Chi, Yodo, Harez, you let us be Zay. In other words, if she had 2 years at the end and 2 successive days at the end of the 8th month, and then 1 year became she. At the beginning of the ninth month, even so, then she's Yeledes Bizei, even though the reification was relatively very close to birth, to giving birth. She gave birth at the beginning of the ninth month, and she had the reification. The third reification was also at the beginning of the ninth month. In other words, the first day in the ninth month, she had the reification, and the second day in the ninth month, she gave birth to the child. So she's yoreh v'zeh. She has to count zayin ki. Why? Because how many riyas result in zivus deilah? Three riyas. How many riyas of the three riyas took place in the ninth month? Only one out of the three. So the rob of the riyas that consummate into zivus deilah took place in the eighth month. Only the last, the third riyah was the ninth month. So since the rob of the three riyas took place in the eighth month, so she's a little bit safe. She has to count her age. Avo, koshi shodin, echo. And the giving birth, so then she's not considered Yeleret B'Zeit. Why? Because the rob of the riyas that result in giving Zeilo took place in the ninth month. Of course, it's a gimme of the same thing. It's time to last chi, but angel you let us be say. All right, let's see the Rashi. V'hokir l'hachmer. Pomim shim mitayach lum, pomim shim mitayach chedesh b'yemechot. Harin zi yoledes b'zei, hoyu l'reim zi v'bishmi ni'ave, shin avlad mitayach shadinon chadim ebosatrein v'arei zove. ואפילו בסייב שבי יולדו, ואף על, ואפילו בסייב שבי יולדו, ואף על גב דיצ'י כולי בשייפי, חוץ משני יומים, אין זו ילדס בזייב, בלבד, של בלבד של יציר הדם במי השייפי, ולאמרין און קידם די שייפי, סומך ולרידוסו, ללידה נתמנו בדמקשי, דיקוסובה, דיקוסובה הרב יהודה שיפור הגוי כלים האחידה של צ'י גרמס לידס הבועד דמחי עייל חבז מלידה כל כך כל אדומים שראה ביבקי שי אין היה למחמס הבועד אף על גב די כשופי פסראי ואפילו בתחיל השצ'י חבי מחמס הבועד דיקוסובה ילדס לטס ללדס למקוטון אורי עומר עבדה מרבה That's the crucial Gemara. Shmamino Kosova Rabbi Yehuda, Shippure Goy. Shippure Goy. So Rashi says, Shippure, Sheifer, Sheteki, Bei, Bezdin, Bikidush Achidish. Bikidush Achidish. So Rashi mentions, Shippure, Sheifer, Sheteki, Bei, Bezdin, Bikidush Achidish. But because of that, Tesis assumes that Rashi is a very strange thing. That when is Chocho Goram only if when is initial Yoledes Lekutoi, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Shittin is that initial is Yoledes Lekutoi. What does it mean Lekutoi? In other words, that initial can give birth to a viable child even if she didn't carry 9 full months. Even if she carried, let's say, just part of the 9th month. And Tesis says, and that's true according to the other Rishayim too, even though from the Gemara it's not So Muchach Patesis is Mdaiden. So he says, so Vinira Tesis says at the end, Doradude Shipurat Tes Chodoshim Gorim, Vinisabro Bisefa Chedesh, the letters Bitrilas Chi, the Binon Shneino, Vishenim Shlemin, in Kenki Misabro Bisefa Chedesh, Shipurat Tes Havale Asiri. Elohim came in Sabro Bitrilas Achidish. Elohim came in Sabro Bitrilas Achidish. So what does it mean? That according to Rav Yude, that the Nisho is Yeledes Limkutoyim, so she doesn't have to carry the baby in 9 full months. Even if she carries just part of 9 months, so she can still give birth to a viable child. So I would say that means that if an Isha carried the child for 241 days, so it's a viable child. Tesis says, no, it doesn't mean that all Hashem say. If we say Yeledes Limkutoyim, so only 7 months have to be full. 7 months of 30 days, and then the first month and the ninth month can be Mikutoyim. Not only ninth month can be Mikutoyim, but the seventh month also can be Mikutoyim. And the old Rishim say that, not only Jesus. I mean, I saw it in many Rishim. So that means, according to Rav Yude, a Nisho can be Yeledes Limkutoyim. It means that a Nisho can give birth to a viable child even if she carried the baby only 212 days. So you have 212 days, you have 7 full months, and then, so 7 times 30 is 210 days. 7 times 30 is 210 days, and then for the first month 1 day, and the ninth month 1 day. So you have 12 more days. And this is not contrary to Mitzvahs. I looked it up thoroughly in the Encyclopedia Britannica about viability of babies who are born premature. So there it's mentioned that there are statistics of many babies who are born after 212 days, and the baby is viable. Of course, it's the care of that baby because it's premature, but there are many, many statistical cases of babies who are born after being carried for 212 days. So that's Limkutoy. So it's not contrary to Mitzvahs. It's not contrary to Mitzvahs. You see, I'm mentioning all that because there is a Chazanish on this Gemara, a very important Chazanish. I don't think that we have to resort to what the Chazanish says. As a matter of fact, I discussed it with an obstetrician also, and he said that what I say makes good sense from a medical point of view. I thought it didn't make sense. So he told me that it makes good sense. Anyway, but let's go over that more. However, Tesis says something very strange. And that is certainly contrary to Mitzvahs. I don't know of any way how to explain the Tesis that it should conform to Mitzvahs. Tesis says in Rashi that when we say Shippurim Gorim, Kosova Rav Yehuda, Shippurim Gorim, so it means only Chochi Alevono Shippurim, but not Chochi Yeroye. The way I explained it, so that's according to the other Rishayim, the Ritva, the Rashboam, and the other Rishayim. So they say Shippurim Gorim doesn't mean, all right, Shippurim means Sheifa, but it doesn't mean Sheifa. It doesn't mean Chochi Alibona. It means that you let us link it on. That in other words, if you have 7 full months, 7 times 30, so that's 210 days. Then the first month of the Yehoi and the last month of the Yehoi can be Yukatoi. Can be Yukatoi. So 2 more days, so then after being carried 212 days, it is viable. It is viable. And that conforms to the Mitzvahs. Conforms to the Mitzvahs. Of course, it will be a premature baby, but it's viable. It's viable. But according to Tosfos, Shippurim Gorim means the Shefer. Shefer means Chocho Shalibona, because when Beis Din was in Kaddish HaChodesh, so they blew the shofar. So that's Shippurim Gorim. Some male did not that they had to blow the shofar, they didn't have to blow the shofar. But that was the practice. So only Chocho Shalibono is given to be Yoledes Lekutoi. In other words, according to this, it's a very strange thing. If the woman conceived, let's say, at the end of Tishra, let's say the woman conceived on the 28th of Tishra, the end of Tishra, the 28th of Tishrei, or even the 29th of Tishrei. So then she can give birth to a viable child at the beginning of Sivan. Now, if let's consider not this year when it's Ishamu Beres, but let's say an ordinary year. So if the woman conceived, let's say, the 28th, the 29th of Tishrei, so you have 4 months, Cheshven, Kislev, Teves, Cheshven, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Oda, 5 months, 5 full months, 5 full months. And then you have Nisan, Iyar, another 2 full months, so it's 7 full months. Then she can give birth, let's say, on the 2nd of Sivan. She can give birth, the 2nd, the 3rd of Sivan, to a viable child. To a viable child. So in effect, it would be giving birth after carrying 212 days. 212 days. Some melee. So that's okay. Because the fact is, that when a child is born after being carried in the mother's womb 212 days, so it's viable. That's a fact. That conforms to the Mitzvahs. I mean, you don't have to take my word. You can check them. You can look it up. And it's a Hebrew Tanakh, so you will find it. You see, so, but according to Tosfos, only if she can see, it's very strange, if she conceived at the end of Tishrei, so then she can give birth at the beginning of Sivan. Suppose she conceives at let's say the beginning of Tishrei. So with us, whatever we should say, she should be able to give birth. She should be able to give birth in the year, in the middle of the year. So then she will have carried the baby more than 212 days. She have carried the baby 225 days. If she conceives, let's say, on the first of Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah. She conceives on the first of Tishrei. And then if she gives birth in the middle of the year, so to probably be, so she'll have carried the baby for at least 225 days. So isn't it called Chema? If in the case where she conceived at the 29th of Tishrei, so then when she gives birth at the second of Sivan, so second or third of Sivan, when she has carried the baby only for 212 days, so it's viable. If she conceives on the first of Tishrei and she gives birth in the middle of the year, so she will have carried, so she carried the baby more than 212 days, 225 days, 226 days, it certainly should be liable. No, but according to Tosfos, in that case, she won't be liable, because it's a poor month. It has to be the lunar month. In other words, only a lunar month. It's very strange. That cannot be explained. So, but Tosfos says that in Rashi, because Rashi says, Shipur Hashefer Shetekin B'Bezdin B'Kiddush Achim. So the Ritva says, Rashi doesn't mean the Shefer or Chotcha Sholibonot, that's an expression. It means a month. But Rashi means Nukutoyim, he means months of Eroi. But what is Nukutoyim? Nukutoyim means the last month, the ninth month is Nukute, and the first month is Nukute. The first month is Nikudei. So in Ochaname, according to Ritva, if the woman conceives at the end of Tishrei and she gives birth at the beginning of Sivan, so it's viable. But the same thing if she conceives at the beginning of Tishrei and she gives birth in the middle of year, so it's also viable. Certainly viable, because she'll have carried more than 212 days. She'll have carried, in that case, 225 days and 26 days. And Shipura means the fact that there was 7 months complete and 2 months, the first month, Mikud. But Tosfos says that, and that's very strange. This verse. Now, let's go over the Gemara. But, I think that this Tosfos is one of the strangest Tosfos that I know of. That seems, we don't have to know, to take statistics to find out that it's strange. It appears to be strange. Why should it? The Chotcha Sholibonot, why should it make a difference whether she conceives at the end of Tishrei and then she gives birth at the beginning of Sivan, or she conceives at the beginning of Tishrei and she gives birth to a child in the middle of the year? Why should it make a difference? Why? I don't understand. But anyway, that is the issue. But the other Rishon Machir, can we say that Rashi doesn't mean Mamish Chotcha Sholibonot is the fact. Alright. Now, Eini, the Omar Shmuel, Eini Shom Yisaberes V'Yoledes, Elo Lomosayim V'Shivim V'Echod Yei, Oy Lomosayim V'Shivim U'Shnayim Yei, Oy Lomosayim V'Shivim U'Shreisho. Now, let's see Rashi. Oil Mosayim Vishivim Ve'echot. The Habalei, 9 months, is 270 days. So from Shmuel it appears that a woman, in order to give birth to a viable child, she must have carried the child 270 days. So that means On the 271st day, the lady has to take place on the 271st day as of the Oyin, as of conception. So why does he say the Isha Misagaras Yeletis El Masayim Bishidim Be'achod Yei Ul Masayim Bishidim Mushnayim Yei Ul Masayim Bishidim Mushlayim? No, actually it is Masayim Bishidim Be'achod. It's always Masayim Bishidim Be'achod. But sometimes fertilization does not take place the same day as the Tashmish. So, because it can be fertilized, the egg cell can be fertilized, even the second day or the third day. So in other words, that we learned in the Gemara here, in the Iskusim, that for the first 3 days, so yet it has a Chalei Shem Shech Mazera. Why? Because it can fertilize the egg cell. But later than that, it cannot fertilize the egg cell. So in other words, actually Shmuel is saying, Enishon Isaberes Violetes, a viable child, El Mosayim Vishivim Ve'achod Yeim as of conception. It's always Mosayim Vishivim Ve'achod Yeim as of conception. But we never know when the conception took place, even when she does conceive. So sometimes she conceives, fertilization takes place the same day as the Tashmish, and sometimes the second day, and sometimes the third day. So Mele, he says, Mos el Mosayim Bishidim Be'achod Yei, Ol Mosayim Bishidim Mushnayim Yei, if fertilization took place the next day, Ol Mosayim Bishidim Mushleisha, if it took place the third day and the fourth day, that's not possible. Because then it cannot fertilize the egg cell. Because the Shechazah is already Nischach. So that's why Shmuel says, Mosayim Bishidim Be'achod, Mosayim Bishidim Mushnayim, Mosayim Bishidim Mushleisha. It means Mosayim Bishidim Be'achod as of the Tashmish, Mosayim Bishidim Mushnayim as of the Tashmish, Mosayim Bishidim Mushleisha as of the Tashmish. But it's always Mosayim Bishidim Be'achod as of the oil. So that means that the Nisho is not Yeleres Limkotoy. And Rav Yude says here that the Nisho is Yeleres Limkotoy. So it's Ikashe and Shmuel. Shmuel is not going to be Chilik Anitane. So the Gemara says, Udioma Kichsim Orisheni. Itanye Kichsim Orisheni. So there is a braise that says that any show Yeledes Limkotoy. In other words, the Nisho is Yeledes only after 9 full months, but not 7 months and 2 months Mikotoyim, the first month, just a fraction of a month, and the 9th month, a fraction of a month. Itanye Chsidim Orisheni. Lo yumisham shim itiseya nelabavi b'shabes shelo yorveyu nishiseyen lidei yichil shabes. So on the surface it appears that these prices says the chsidim orishayim lo yumisham shim itiseyen only b'avi b'shabes. That means Tuesday night. Tuesday night is avi b'shabes. B'shuloi, it's not so. In other words, they were mishamish to say Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night and Friday night, but not Mitzoy Shabbos and not Sunday night and not Monday night. Why not Mitzoy Shabbos and Sunday night not? And Monday night that, because if they were Mishamish, Mitzoy Shabbos, or Sunday night, or Monday night, so then there would be a possibility that their wives would give birth on Shabbos. So it would be Mutter, so they'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. So it will be muter, pikuach nefesh. But Chassidim HaRishayim were makti not to bring themselves into a situation of chilushes, into a situation of chilushes. Yes?
Is it just an apartment kind of messias between the Yehuda and the Sefer Shalom?
Well, we don't have to say it's a machlekes in it. You see, the messias is usually, so a child is born. Of course, the usual every child is born viable. You see. But usually, a child is born after being carried in the mother's womb for 270 days. But there are many cases of premature babies. We know that. Premature babies. So the question is, the beauty holds that even though Kabduda says that if the Damkeshi appears in the ninth month, even though it will be Mikutoyim, so then it's Toya. So Kabduda considers that as normally viable. And Chassidim HaRishayim, the price of Chassidim HaRishayim, Shmuel holds, no, that it's not considered naturally viable. Because we don't have to say it's a machlekes metzias. The question is whether this frequency makes it viable opening after Mikutoyim, or Alpidin, it's considered to be an evil. The Mitzias is what it is, but whether that kind of frequency of viable children being born after being carried only for 212 days, does that make it viable or not viable? Oh, So, the Amen Mirvivek, Oma Marzutre, my time, Yersin Morishani, Yersin Vayitin Adishem Roy Roy, by Rus, Bigmatrie Mosayim Bishidin Bichadhav. So that means that what is considered viable only after it was carried for 271 days. Now, here you have the Rashi. And it's very interesting. I once looked up a book in new math, you know, the new methods of arithmetic. You see, so that has the same method of computation that Rashi mentions here, exactly. The same method of division. The new math. In arithmetic, I don't know whether you studied new math. You could have studied new math. Not in my days, but you could have studied new math. So this is the same method as the one that is used in the new arithmetic. That's the method of division that Rashi mentions. But so what's the Cheshbon of the Chassidim HaRishayim? The Chassidim HaRishayim is as follows. If, now, since it's possible for fertilization to take place on the third day of the Tashmish, not on the same day of the Tashmish, so the Chassidim HaRishayim refrained from having Tashmish, let's say, Mitzoy Shabbos. Because Chassidim HaRishayim assumed that the wives would carry the normal way, full 9 months, 270 days, and then they'll give birth to the child on the 271st day, as of fertilization, But that does not mean that it will be, that the birth will be given on the 271st day as a Tashmish, because it could be on the 271st day as a Tashmish, and it could be on the 272nd day as a Tashmish, and it could even be on the 273rd day as a Tashmish, because they don't know when the fertilization, when conception will take place. But they assumed that it will take place, the later will take place, either on the 271st day of the Tashmish, or on the 200th, if fertilization will take place the same day, or if fertilization will take place on the second day. So the later will be on the 272nd day of the Tashmish, or if the fertilization will take place on the third day, so then it will be on the 273rd day as of Tashmish. So let's hear Rashi. The Yechil Shabbos shall retail it be Shabbos, the historic Lechal Olel is a Shabbos. El Mavi Beilich. In other words, the Lomishamish Nitzayim, Tuesday night, from Tuesday night, Avalil Shlishi, Monday night, not. They refrain. Vilil Sheni, Sunday night, they refrain. Mitzoy Shabbos, Loi, they refrain. Di Nisabol Mitzoy Shabbos. He doesn't mean Nisabol Mitzoy Shabbos. What Rashi means, I think, Nisabol means the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos. Because the fertilization will take place Tuesday night. You see, the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos. And the fertilization will take place Tuesday, the third day. Shemot Telei L'Reisha and Gimel. So that means if the fertilization will take place on Tuesday, the Tashmish was Mitzvah Shabbos, and the fertilization will take place on Tuesday, so then the birth will be on the 273rd day is of the Tashmish, that would be on Shabbos. Because if the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos, so that means that Shabbos and the birth takes place, and if the fertilization will take place, let's say on Tuesday, so 30, now it has to be 9 full months, 270 days. So 9 full months have how many weeks in them? They have 38 weeks, because 38 times 7 will be 256. So then, and after 270 days, so you have already 4 days the remainder. If you divide, let's say 270 by 7, so how much do you get? You get 38, because 266 days, did I say 56? 266 days would be a multiple of 7, 38, and then you would have a remainder of 4. If you divide 273 by 7, then that is a multiple, you'll have no remainder. But if you divide 270 by 7, so you'll get 38 and the 4 remainder. The 4 remainder. So Mele, if the Tashmish is Mitzoy Shabbos, and the Roye And if she will be give birth on the 273rd day as of the Tashmish, some male, that means she'll give birth on Shabbos. She'll give birth on Shabbos. The conception will take place on Tuesday, and she'll give birth 38 weeks later on Shabbos. So that will be the 273rd day as of the Tashmish. So if she gives birth on Shabbos, so the Yinisaber Misavo Mitzoy Shabbos. So Rashi doesn't mean Misabo, he means the Tashmish Mitzoy Shabbos. And Misabo is Tuesday, the third day. So Shemotil Tureishan in Gimel. So that would be the Motivi Shabbos. The Ninso Shabbos Mishalet, even though Shemitma Vishus Lechalolei, Mikhi Sakon is Gufo. But they were Chassidim, so now I'm using the term Chassidim in a very favorable sense. So, I always use it in a favorable sense, but now I use it in a very favorable sense. So they wanted to avoid, even though they were not mechuyev to the lev, there was no yisya, but they wanted to avoid this contingency of having to be mechal Shabbos because of the koach nefesh. Now there is a machlekes v'sheni, whether one is allowed l'chatchile to put himself in a tchia of pikach nefesh. Some rishayim say yes, one is allowed to put himself in a tchia of pikach nefesh. And some rishayim say, you're not allowed l'chatchile to put yourself in a tchia of pikach nefesh. Let's say you want to go on a trip to the Arctic, the Antarctic, and you know that once you reach the Arctic, the Antarctic, you will definitely have to be Mechal Shabbos. So it will be better. Are you allowed to make such a trip? Or you're not allowed? Or another question, are you allowed to volunteer for the army if you know that they will force you to do certain work on Shabbos? Are you allowed? So there is a machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim say you are allowed because when you are mechal Shabbos, it will be better. And some rishayim say you're not allowed. Lechatchile. Once you do it, of course you have to be mechal Shabbos. There's no question. But lechatchile, to put yourself in such a situation to volunteer for the army when you know that they will force you to do certain work on Shabbos. If not, they will court martial you, so it's because nefesh. So you're not allowed according to some machine. But in this case, it was certainly mutar to be mishamish mitosei mitzoyi Shabbos, because there was only a possibility that he might have to be mechal Shabbos. So the Rishayim will say that it's osea only when it's in Ada, but when it's in Yosofik, then everybody agrees that you are allowed to put yourself into the possibility of the tree of the Karnevich. But they were midaklik l'chminishol sadim. They were chsidim. Some mele, they didn't want to put themselves into the possibility of the tree of the Karnevich, even though it would be the ethical. So he said, v'yichadon, oh, one second, shemotelet l'reisha in gil. So what he means, L'reisha in Gimel, he means L'reisha in Gimel as of the day of Tashmish. But really it will be the 271st day as of the Hoyin, as of conception, as of fertilization. Dimote, so if they will be Mishamish Mitosom Mitzoy Shabbos, and if the lady will be on the 273rd day, so that will be on Shabbos. 273 is a multiple of 7. 270. So that will be now, if it were the Tashmish was Mitzvah Shabbos, so 39 weeks later, would be on Shabbos. Would be on Shabbos. So Shemotel is Reishayin Gimel, Dimote B'Shabbos, Vinimso Shabbos Mishalel, even though it's a heter, Shemit Rishus L'Chalolim, Sakon is Gufo, but there would be Mishasides not to put yourself into such a situation of possibly being Mechal Shabbos on account of Pugach Nefesh. Beichadome, what's the question? So, Rashi uses the new math method. Asei Nereisha and Gimel Yomim Shvuayim, that's the new math method. Now they break up 273 into 100 and into 70 and two into 3, you see. That's the new math method. Veichadome Asei Nereisha and Gimel Yomim Shvuayim Meriam. First we have to divide into 100. 7 into 100. Habe Shvuayim Shovim ba mitrei yeme. If you divide 7 into 100, so how many you get? So you get 14. You get 14. So in 10 is 1. So then you put down 7, so 3. And then into 30 you have 4. And you have it two remainder. So you have 14 when you divide 7 into 100. So you have 14 and the remainder of 2. So, Asim Reisha in Gimel Yom Shvai Meryomim, 100. Habe Shvai, we have 14. Shobi, but and the remainder of 2. Then the other 100, again 14. Vechein Likuf Yomim Acherim, Shnei Yomim. So you have 28 already, and together you have the remainder of 2 and the remainder of 2, Hari Arba Yomim, 18 Malashwai, and then you have to divide 7 in 70, so you have 10, Vayin Yomim, Kulun Shobim, Vigun Yomim, Tei, Aldala Deitim, Hari Shavua, so you have 28, and you have another 10, so it's 38, and the remainder of 4, so that's the new math method of division. Alright. Hari Shavu Avichim Sheishchil B'Mitzoi Shabbos into Kolim B'Shabbos V'Misabro B'Sheini. So, if Yishchil Sheishchil B'Mitzoi Shabbos, if the Tashmish took place on Mitzoi Shabbos, and the lady was on the 273rd day, so Memele, the lady is on Shabbos. The Nisabro B'Sheini, suppose the Tashmish, again, it's not Nisabro. The Nisabro B'Sheini means the Tashmish was a Sunday night, let's say, is Dilmo Yodol Reishayim Veiz as of the Tashmish. Reishayim Veiz of the Tashmish. So again, it will be on Shabbos. The Motri Shabbos, but fertilization can take place on the third day. So then the fertilization might take place on Tuesday. Vinisabro Bishlishi. No, I'm sorry, not fertilization, I'm in the country, I'm sorry. If the Tashmish took place Monday night, in the Tashmish Kuntazdek of the night, so then Dilma Yoldo Lereisha in Aleph. Because the late day is always on the 271st day as of the Roy. Now if the fertilization took place the same day as the Tashmish, so then it's Yoldo L'Reishayin Aleph. So Moti L'Reishayin Moti B'Shabbos. Avon V'Dalet Yoldo L'Reishayin Aleph Moti B'Chad B'Shabbos. So there is no possibility of Chilush Shabbos because of the Rachman. Feel the Reisha in Beis, what the Betray be Shabbat, feel the Reisha in Gimel, what the Betray be Shabbat. I'll make Kishmuel Sviro.
have a question.
Yeah.
They're kosher, so why don't also they have to be careful not to do it late on Shabbos night? Because they do it late on Shabbos night, so then... Late on Shabbos night, you have 7 full days, so then it'll be...
You don't have a Shabbos night, it's
late. I don't mean Mitzvah Shabbos, I mean Shabbos night.
You mean Friday night?
Right, Friday night. Friday because night. 7 full days will be in the night of Shabbos then.
No, but the child is to be born on the 271st day.
Or in this case, 273rd. If it's 273rd, so they're not... Right. But you have 7 full days.
And the 270... Suppose the child will be born on the 273rd day, Erev Tashmish.
Yeah.
And the Tashmish is Friday night. One second. It's Friday night. Now, if Tashmish is Friday night, so then, and let's say that a child will be born on the 273rd day, so that will be, Friday, the lady will take place Friday, before Shabbat.
No, if you have 7 full days, 24 hours for each day, you have...
So, 1 second. If the Tashmish is on Friday night,
yeah.
So the next Friday night is already the 8th day. The following, the second Friday night, is the 15th day. And the third Friday night is the 22nd day. So the multiple of 7 will always be a day before, you see. The 15th is one more than the multiple of 7.
Yeah.
The 22nd is one more than the multiple of 7. You see, so if the Tashmish is Friday night and the child will be born on the 273rd day is a multiple of 7. The multiple of 7. So the lady will be on Friday. Shabbos would already be the 274th day, not the 273rd day. You see? If the Tashmish is on Friday night, so the first week Friday night after that is the 8th day, not the 7th day. Friday is the 7th day, you see? And the second Friday is the 14th day.
So you count the day of...
No, but you do a 24-hour period.
But you count the day of Tashmish as the first day.
If the Tashmish is on Friday night,
right.
So